I'm Dr. Robert Mather, and I am the Conservative Social Psychologist. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Thursday, May 6, 2021. CNN ratings are down 60% since Joe Biden took office. They have nothing to talk about when their entire programming was all based on destroying Donald Trump and making fun of Donald Trump supporters. So they have nothing to talk about. They're down 60% since Biden took office. Yesterday, CNN's morning show had less than 100,000 viewers yesterday on May 5th. Less than 100,000 viewers. That's not very many. I can't even drive down the road in the city and not pass 100,000 people, right? So that's across, worldwide. There's 100,000 people between the ages of 25 and 40, which is their key demographic for their morning show, which generates a lot of their revenue. So CNN is not doing well, neither the other cable outlets, with Trump being gone. So maybe CNN should be lobbying Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and Google and all the others to bring Donald Trump back so their ratings will go up. But mostly I would just, I'm okay watching them suffer. Salt Lake City, Indianapolis, Denver, and Austin have the strongest job markets last year and this current year after COVID. So they've managed to adapt pretty well to the COVID situation. Public schools are facing a huge backlash, particularly in my community. In our community, we have no school board members that have kids in the system. There's been a major failure of the school board to seriously listen to parents and really openly mocking parents, which is not something that you want in a school board. Wednesdays were given to us as the days that there's no in-person school because the COVID kids will be taught. There was an expectation, we were told, that Wednesdays were not for cleaning. Wednesdays were for the teaching of the massive influx of kids who were going to get COVID because they were opening the schools back too soon. My question is, that's an empirical question, right? How many kids have COVID? How much time are the teachers actually spending on Wednesdays teaching the COVID children? That's an empirical question. If you're telling me that there's a third or a half of the kids that are out with COVID every week, well, first of all, that's mathematically impossible because now, several months into having these Wednesdays off, but a four-day schedule, that means that more than all of the children in all of the public schools would have already had COVID more than one time to make that work. So that's just impossible. My guess is that there's nothing happening on Wednesdays, including our kids are not learning on Wednesdays. Critical race theory is another issue in the public schools being taught to kids. Teaching kids to see race goes against social cognitive research on breaking down stereotypes and reducing discrimination. Kenneth and Mamie Clark's famous black doll study where black children saw black dolls and said that they were not as pretty as the white doll. And this was done back in the 1950s. It was used in the Brown versus Board of Education. It was used in the testimony for it, the expert testimony that was given to explain why that segregation was bad, which segregation is bad. And that's kind of the point of what we're talking about when we're saying critical race theory is not good. Viewing the world through the lens of race and then separating out like that is kind of the opposite of what desegregation was meant to accomplish. Soon the Clark study is going to probably replicate as white children are told that white skin and white dolls are not going to be the pretty ones. And that's not the goal either, right? I mean, the goal is not to punish anybody. The goal should be for everybody to be on the same page moving forward, loving and accepting everybody for who they are. BLM flags in our public schools here in our community. I know at the local university, there was a Michelle Obama full-size cutout in the hallway of one of the key buildings for students to pass through. And it was there for the entire summer last year running up to the election. And then it went down shortly after the semester started. It was up for several weeks during the semester too. And so our schools, public schools and higher education also, they're unapologetically taking sides against half of America. Our local public schools were using their billboards to tell community members how to vote, which is against regulation. So again, the public schools are unapologetically taking sides against half of America, and this is not really acceptable. Discussing the social cognitive issues that I was just talking about, buy my book, Implicit Biases and the Unconscious, Liberal Biases, Racial Prejudice, and Politics. It's for sale at barnesandnoble.com. I don't discuss critical race theory because I really don't like giving it much time because it's a terrible, terrible idea, and it's a terrible discussion that has found its way into major policies. But if you read the science in my book, I think you'll come to the conclusion that critical race theory is a bad idea because it goes against the science of prejudice and discrimination. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.